city. I love the Jaffa Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Jaffa and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today. It is the 1 o'clock hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And whether you live in Milwaukee or the only time you ever go to downtown Milwaukee is for a Bucks game or to see a musical, if you have not gone to the 3rd Street Market Hall yet, your 2023 resolution should be to remedy that, because it is one of the coolest things that opened, in my opinion, that opened last year. It is a celebration of Milwaukee's cuisine, its diversity, the culture, all happening in a historic part of downtown Milwaukee on Wisconsin Avenue. And this month marks its first anniversary. So here to talk more about what the first year was like and what we can look forward to in 2023 is Omar Sheikh, who is the owner of both Carnivore and 3rd Street Market Hall. Welcome to the show, Omar.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We should hire you as a spokesperson because you just say it so perfectly.
Well, you know, they did give me my own show, so sometimes I'm good at talking. But I mean it. Yeah, I mean it. And yeah. I having lived in New York, which I think I used to go to one of the market halls that I think you checked out as you were part of the development process of what do we want this thing to look like. And It is, I think, as cool as was it the Astor Place? No, what was that one called?
DeKalb.
DeKalb. Yes. DeKalb. So I lived, that was a part of Brooklyn that I lived in. And that place was awesome. But I honestly, you know, and I know vendors have, there's still some room for more vendors and everything, but the combination of the activities you can do, the food you can have, the bar in the center, like it is such a cool spot in the middle of downtown. And so I when I say it, I mean it. But what has the first year been like?
You know, it's full of emotions. You know, just to even get there was, you know, through the pandemic, I thought the project died two, three, four times, right? And so had to raise more money with the supply chain and the budget going up. And so I didn't really know what it would look like. I mean, when Josh and Tony, who are the owners of the building and partners in the food hall, first approached me, I said, yeah, I'm very interested in doing it. But, you know, as I thought about it, I'd never built anything like that. And so without them and the infrastructure and a team, we wouldn't have been able to build it. But it's been great. I mean, you know, it's been very humbling. So many friends and so much the community are supporting it, and we're seeing more and more really getting some momentum now. And you're seeing a lot of things happen west of the river, and I think we have a small part to do with that. You know, Pfizer, Live Nations, to building a concert venue, to Kohl's coming in, Milwaukee Tool, and a lot of great things happening. Convention Center will be built by the end of this year too. So there's a renaissance happening west of the river, and so it's going well. Filling up, leasing up was a little more difficult than anticipated, but that's in large part due to just the labor shortages, right? And restaurants afraid to take a risk because they can't find people to work. But we have momentum on our side right now, and I think we'll have 5 new vendors by March. We're pretty much fully leased up. There are maybe 1 or 2 spaces at play, not really hood spaces, but yeah, it's been great. It's been great as of late.
That's great. And I think you're right as far as some of it is opening such a big project. It's one thing with the labor shortage, with, you know, when are people going to be going back out? And also, as you said, when are people going to be back downtown working? And I think the hope of some of these big corporations having their offices downtown and having that foot traffic in the middle of the day on a weekday also helps. Because I will say, like, you know, on a Bucks game, in the summer, people are walking around, but it's kind of that midday hustle and bustle. I think we're not quite there. And not just in the west of the river. I think just in downtown in general, that foot traffic we're hoping comes back. And the idea of people going out for lunch and having, you know, having a beer after work at the bar. And so as far as other ways besides the work, people who are at work, what are some of the other things that you've done this year as far as getting having events? Obviously, we had the World Cup there, and I think that was, I saw many of the games watching the World Cup on the big projector. And so what have some of the events been like as far as getting people to check it out?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, we've done a couple different markets. We have, like, you know, trivia night on certain nights and things of that nature. And so that's helped quite a bit. But I will say there's of course, a lot of people back aren't back to the office. I don't know what it's at 50%, but the people that are coming down religiously. And so in large support and just in the surrounding areas too. So that feels really good. But we have a lot of things going on there. We just added darts. We have so many different gaming elements and shuffleboard, bag toss, all different types of things that are mostly free that people can come down and just hang out. But, you know, we really want to design this. When we traveled, probably 70 food halls around America that we traveled to, and Josh Krznak is still traveling to food halls because he's traveling as he has business in a lot of other states. We really wanted to see an impact and have a way and reason to draw families downtown. Mm-hmm. So if you come in on the weekends, you will be shocked at families from all around that are traveling, and we're just packed with so many different families. And it's great because the kids don't want to leave. There's so many things for them to do there. And mom and dad can just go to the bar and hang out and have fun. So it's growing. And, you know, this is one of the few projects that I'll say, I had a small part to do with this, but it's really working. What we intended on happening is happening. And so I can't tell you how many other businesses that I wanted that to happen and it didn't and it failed. And so it feels like we're on the right track here and a lot of momentum and a lot of support. And it's so humbling. It's so great. But I think people, once they actually come in and witness and see it, jaws drop. I mean, it's so much more than what people think.
Well, and especially as Jane and I said, as we were teeing up the agenda for today's show, of remembering what Grand Avenue Mall was. And when it was a mall, when it was a successful mall, and then obviously then as it declined, as a lot of malls are, but also just the entire Wisconsin Ave. Like, I remember when I first went to the new Symphony Orchestra Theater, once it reopened and was revived, they have pictures of Wisconsin Ave in like 100 years ago. And the packs of people, the pedestrians just walking is packed to think of how historic the buildings on that street, how historic it is, and what the opportunity is with the new entertainment district, but also revitalizing that whole area with the theaters, the Third Street Market Hall, new condos, apartments. And so where do you kind of see going into 2023 as like big opportunity areas for west of the river in that entertainment Wisconsin Ave area?
I mean, I see continued growth, right? I mean, as you see, Bucks did a deal with Live Nation and building a 4,000 person concert venue. You obviously big corporate that are moving into that area.
Oh, I think we just got you on mute.
We have an incredible team over at Visit Milwaukee that is now, you know, really 2023 is going to be a great year of conventions. We have RNC coming up in 2024. I think there's just continued growth. And we at the hall are just continuing to evolve and create larger type banquet spaces. There's ones that's going to flow for an outdoor area that's sort of covered for summer. Because we just think that, look, we need to be competitive and have people want to drink and eat outside.
Yep.
And so building that. A lot of plans coming up for this year, actually.
Where would the outdoor space be?
So it's in the back alleyway that's going to be on the other side of, you know, where the hallway was, where GNC and, you know, right off the Second Street corridor coming into the food hall.
Yeah.
So we're going to build a large banquet space there that's going to function with the alleyway going outside. And when you say alleyway, it doesn't sound attractive, right? But if you turf it out and add a lot of TVs and string lights and warm it up, which we plan to do, it's going to be a really, really cool area.
I can totally picture that as far as like a sweet little alley, especially as we've gotten so used to during the pandemic of different restaurants taking over like a curb or a corner of kind of walkway or like where parking used to be, and how nice that is in the summer to have that kind of outdoor space. We're talking to Omar Sheikh, who is the owner of both Carnivore and the Third Street Market Hall, on both the reflecting on the last year, but also looking forward for the Third Street Market Hall. Janie, do you have a question?
I did. Omar, you mentioned something that really just caught my ear, because I think you're very successful and you've had many successful ventures. But you mentioned too, you've had some failures, right? It's not like everything you touched has been, this is huge. I just think it's wonderfully inspiring for people who want to start something to understand that you're probably going to have some knocks too.
I mean, I don't want to sit here and count them all out right now, but I have more failures than successes. So it feels good that something is on track to work, especially through the pandemic. I probably drank a little more than I normally ever have because I thought that this project wouldn't get off the ground. But no, I've learned a lot from those. And, you know, that's what it's about, though. I mean, it's like, you know, moving for the next failure to failure with enthusiasm till you hit. And so we've had some successes, but this one feels good because this one feels like it's part of the Milwaukee community. And so many people like yourself and others are coming down to support, and it's kind of a cultural melting pot for everybody. So, you know, we have a ton of families, ton of business people. There's tourism people from the hotels. A lot of people come before Bucks games. As Kristen mentioned, we had World Cup. We're going to have a Super Bowl party. It's a great place to watch sports. We really wanted something for everybody.
Yeah. And I mean it. If you haven't checked it out yet, definitely do that. And so I guess as we pretend, you know, we reach audiences that are not in Milwaukee. And so I think anyone who has a downtown business event or establishment, the first question usually from people from the suburbs is, what's parking like? So what's parking like for people who sometimes that's the deterrent from ever going downtown?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, you know, Interstate Parking owns and controls. I mean, there's 1,850 parking spots, I think it is. We'll validate for every $3 spent. If you spend any money, it's $3 for 3 hours. Have plenty of security out there. Really have no issues. Very, very, very safe environment. And you'll see it. If you come in on a weekend, you'll see it packed with families. And that's really what felt so great. That's what we really wanted. You know, having a family, and there's not a ton to do downtown for families. But I think now here's something that's just a great offer for a lot of families.
Absolutely. And this question might be like choosing your favorite child, but is out of all the vendors and the restaurants that people can choose from in Third Street Market Hall, do you have a favorite?
Or just some favorite dishes?
I get that all the time. I mean, I'm a sushi guy.
Okay.
And so, you know, I eat at Kawa a lot. And but I mean, there's just, for the genre, for the culture, the cuisine that's represented, I think we've really hand-selected the best of that cuisine. And so if you're looking for arepas or dogs or burgers, I mean, we've got it covered. And we have many more coming, five in the next by March.
Did I see a Vietnamese pho restaurant?
We did.
Nice.
And they're so talented. It's a family that has incredible pho. Their banh mi sandwiches are unbelievable. For those of you that don't like or appreciate Vietnamese cuisine, you eat it once and you will.
That is absolutely true. All right. Well, so the next event that people can check out, I mean, come whenever, but you are doing a Super Bowl party?
Yeah. I mean, we're doing a Super Bowl party, but, you know, it's like any time through the football playoffs, we have 28 TVs throughout the entire space. So it's not a sports bar, but we do have a large 15-foot drop down in front of the shuffleboard courts that people can watch it. We have top golf bays there that people can watch it too. So it's just a place to come and plenty of food options. Nobody's going to fight over what they're going to eat because everyone can go their separate ways and congregate. 50-person central bar with a lot of great cocktails. I hope you can comment on that as well. I think we've shared a cocktail there together with Michael.
We have. Not this month. I'm still on dry January. But Omar Sheikh, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on a very successful first year. Hopefully an even more successful 2023. And I'll see you there soon, probably maybe this weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, another five things to improve your life that doesn't take a lot of effort. All right. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.